بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Last time we met, we were discussing chapter 78 of the Quran, سورة النبأ. And the last verse we discussed was verse 17. Inna yawma al-fasli kana miqata. Verily the day of decision is a fixed time. And Allah Azza wa Jalla explains to us what will happen on that day. Allah says in ayah 18, يَوْمَ يُنْفَخُ فِي الصُّورِ فَتَأْتُونَ أَفْوَاجًا. The day when the trumpet will be blown, and you shall come forth in crowds, in groups. So there will be two blows in the trumpet. One that would end life, and the second would resurrect everyone from their graves. And they should come in crowds. And who is responsible for blowing the trumpet? It is the angel by the name of Israfil. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam told us about this particular angel, that he has put the trumpet in his mouth, anticipating Allah's order to blow in it, and he does not blink, so that he would not miss a split of a second to execute Allah's orders. So Allah tells us that on that day, this is the day of decision, when the trumpet would be blown and you shall come forth in crowds, in groups. And part of what would happen on that horrific day is verse 19. Allah says, وَفُتِحَتِ السَّمَاءُ فَكَانَتْ أَبْوَابًا. So the first sign of global change, well, let me rephrase that, of universal change, not global. The first is that the gates of the heavens, and the heavens shall be opened, and it will become gates. So Allah Azza wa Jalla is telling us that there will be cracks, that there will be openings, until it becomes into pieces. This perfection that we see above us would all change. And there are so many different verses describing what would happen to the skies above us. In this one, Allah tells us it would become like open doors. It would become into pieces so that everyone would come and enter from it in a way that we do not understand. And Allah Azza wa Jalla says after that, وَسُيِّرَتِ الْجِبَالِ فَكَانَتْ سَرَابًا. On that horrific day, the mountains shall be moved away from their places. What would move such a big, huge mountain that is millions of tons in weight? Well, they shall be moved from their places, and they will be as if they were a mirage. And this is when they are blasted, and they're flattened, where it is made of soft particles that is so soft that it would fly away and move out as if it's a mirage, something that you cannot hold on to. And Allah Azza wa Jal on that day tells us that Inna Jahannama kanat mirsada, that truly hell is a place of ambush. Hell on that day is going to anticipate, is going to wait for those who will come near it and will fall into it. And we know that there's a bridge on hell known as As-Sirat, the path. And the description of it is so scary and intimidating that it is as sharp as a blade, and as thin as a hair. And every believer or someone who claims to be a believer. They must pass over that bridge. So idol worshippers will not pass. They will be thrown from the very beginning into hell. Those who used to worship people, those who used to worship messengers of Allah Azza wa Jal, those who disbelieved in the message of the prophets and messengers would be thrown into hell. The only people remaining would be the believers, or those who claim to be the believers among the hypocrites. So the Muslims would be there. The people who believed in Jesus as the messenger of Allah when he came to them will be there. The people who followed Moses until the time of Jesus, because after the time of Jesus, they must have followed Jesus. And if they did not, they would be considered disbelievers. So the people from the time of Moses onwards till the time of Jesus will be there. And then people would start to walk on that bridge. It would be pitch dark, and people would be given light in accordance to their deeds. So if people had great deeds, they will have spotlights that would show them the way, and they cannot miss it. And those who had little good deeds, they will have little light. And the least of them would have a light in his toe. And this is the least. And they will vary in their speed crossing that bridge. Some of them would be as fast as lightning. Others would be as fast as the wind. Others would be as fast as a person riding a very fast horse. Others would be riding a camel. Others would be jogging. Others would be walking. Others who are little in good deeds would be walking and crawling. Walking and crawling. And those who are unfortunate, those who have sins, those who have problems, they would walk, and then they get hooks coming, taking them and making them fall. They will trip and fall into hell. Inna jahannama kanat mirsada. Beware. Truly, hell is a place of ambush. And who is it going to ambush? Allah says, لِلطَّاغِينَ مَآبًا. A dwelling place for the طاغون, those who transgress the boundaries, the limits set by Allah, like the polytheists, the disbelievers in the oneness of Allah, the hypocrites, the sinners, the criminals. So these are all kinds of transgression. And it has so many forms. The more you transgress, the more you will be likely to be ambushed by hell. And the worst kind of transgression is when you transgress against others in their wealth, in their livelihood, or in their health and blood. So the more you transgress in these things, the more you are likely to be ambushed and enter hell. The Prophet ﷺ, in his farewell Hajj, he told the people that your wealth and your life, that is your blood, and your reputation and honor, all these three things are haram on one another. You cannot transgress. You cannot see a beautiful car with your neighbor and you steal it from him. You cannot hate someone and kill him, or shed his blood. You cannot backbite people, or attack their honor, or transgress against their families, against their wives and daughters, etc. All of this is made forbidden. And the more you have this, the more you will go to hell. And no matter how hard you try, every time you try to get out, you will go back to it over and over again. But for how long? Allah says, لَابِثِينَ فِيهَا أَحْقَابًا, which means that they will abide therein for ages. They'll be stuck there for ages. And this made people wonder, are they going to be there for ages and then eventually they will come out and go to paradise? The answer is no. Disbelievers will be in hell for eternity. They will be there forever. Every time an age is over, another age begins. And so on till eternity. So it is torment and punishment forever. And likewise, those who are blessed to go to paradise will be there forever as well. Now, this is when it comes to believers and disbelievers. What about if we have sinful believers? In this case, they will go to hell for a specific number of hours, days, years, centuries, Allah knows, depending on their aggression or transgression, depending on their sins. They're Muslims in principle. They have the Shahada. They have their submission. They have their surrendering of their will to Allah's will. But they are sinful. What will happen to them? This is what we will try to go through, inshallah, after the break. So stay tuned. Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. So we have people in hell forever. We have people in paradise forever. But there are believers who are sinful. And those who enter paradise must be purified from their sins. And they cannot enter paradise without purification. Therefore, if Allah Azza wa Jal wills it, they would have to enter hell. And they would be purified from their sins. They will have to pay for their sins. And after they're purified, Allah would admit them to paradise. There are people whom Allah Azza wa Jal would forgive their sins. But no one can guarantee to be among those. And that is why we should ask Allah Azza wa Jal for His forgiveness. We should repent before it's too late. And we should express our true and sincere remorse so that Allah Azza wa Jal would forgive us. So, Jahannam, hellfire, the people who have transgressed, they will be there for ages without end. Allah says, لا يذوقون فيها بردا ولا شرابا. Now let's go into some of the torment, some of the punishment of Allah Azza wa Jal to the people of hell. Allah says, nothing cool shall they taste therein, nor any drink. So Allah Azza wa Jal says that there isn't anything for them to cool off with, and nothing for them to drink that would bring coolness to them. Sometimes when you're fasting, you can't drink a cold drink with ice in it. However, when it's cool, you at least can enjoy the coolness of it to reduce the heat. This is not applicable in hellfire. It is torture. So neither they can get cold from cool things, nor they can drink to relieve them from their thirst and from their heat. However, we know that they will be given something to drink. And Allah Azza wa Jal tells us that in the Quran by saying, إِلَّا حَمِيمًا وَغَسَّاقًا. So they shall not taste coolness nor drink except boiling water. This is hamim. And not only that, you'll be giving another drink. And that drink is the dirty wound discharges. And by far, this is horrible torment and horrible punishment. And one would say, why is it so hard? Why is it so painful? Why is it so much that they're being punished in hell? And the answer would be, as Allah says in Ayah 26, جَزَاءً وِفَاقًا. An exact recompense according to their evil crimes. So they are being punished because of what they had done. And they would say, what had we done? What have we done? We didn't do anything wrong. And Allah says to us, yes, you've done that. Allah says in the Quran, in Ayah 27, إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا لَا يَرْجُونَ حِسَابًا. Now this was your biggest mistake, that for verily they used not to look for reckoning. And the majority of people are like this. We live our lives. We go to bed, we wake up, we do so many things during the daytime and during the nighttime, and we go to bed and sleep and we wake up, not knowing that we will be held accountable on the Day of Judgment. This is something we don't think of. All what we care about is, how much do I make at the end of the week? How much is my paycheck? Did I manage in getting the most beautiful girl in town to be my wife or to be my girlfriend? Did I have a good time? Did I succeed in cheating someone of his wealth? Or did I manage to lie my way up in the pay grade? Did I get a good position? Did I do this? Did I do that? What about what you will get on the Day of Judgment? What about the things you're going to be held accountable for? Nobody thinks of that, unfortunately. For verily, they use not to look for a reckoning. And this is how we all, unfortunately, do. We don't believe in it. Maybe we dare not say it, but actually, we don't believe in it. And that is why we sin and sin and continue to sin till the day we die. About 20 years ago, a friend of my brother-in-law came to visit. And he was going to study to become a pilot. So he was going to the U.S. long before 9/11. Alhamdulillah. Good for him. And he came to my house, so I was giving him advice and telling him, you're like my younger brother, take care of yourself, don't sin, watch out, people there would love to get you into nightclubs, etc. So be careful, preserve your salat, and do this, do that. So I gave him a friendly sermon, a reminder. And then the guy said, listen, I'm going to be frank with you, Sheikh. Now, if I do what you're telling me to do, and refrain from all the things that are entertaining and nice, and stick to praying and doing things that are hard to do, as you say. But then, after I die, and I want to go to paradise, I discover that all of this was a myth. It wasn't there. So what did I gain? I wasted a perfectly 60 years of my life being pious and righteous, only to end up with no paradise. We fooled you. End of the game. Wouldn't that be a tragedy? I looked him in the eyes and I said, indeed it would. But look at it the other way around. What would happen if you don't pray, and if you don't abide by the Quran and the Sunnah, and you play around, and you have every single night a one-night stand, and you drink whiskey and intoxicants, and you enjoy life to the fullest, as they say, only to end up dying, and once you die, you've done so many wrong things, take them to hell. How would you feel then? And the man looked down and said, I didn't think of it this way. He said, yes, because shaitan only makes you think of one way. Akhi, look around you. Look in this universe. Look in your body. The perfection that Allah has created you and created the universe definitely point you to His direction, and that He is the Creator only to be worshipped. No one else. If you look at the Quran, if you ponder upon it, you will understand and you will believe that Allah is the Creator and Allah is the one who revealed the Quran to His Messenger, and the religion of Islam is the only religion accepted in the sight of Allah. Therefore, because of that, you have to believe that there is a day of reckoning. And alhamdulillah, the man obviously understood what I meant, and he was convinced of what I had said. May Allah guide him and us to the right path. Therefore, because of their disbelief in the existence of the Day of Reckoning, this is why they're being punished so severely. And Allah says, وَكَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا كِذَّابًا. But they belied our ayat completely. They belied our verses of the Quran. And ayat has two meanings. It means the universal signs. So the sun is an ayah, is a sign. The moon is a sign. The universe is a sign. There are so many signs of Allah around us. So many ayat. And it also has a different and another meaning which refers to the verses of the Quran. And those disbelievers, they belied both. So the sun, this was created by Mother Nature. The universe, this is something that happened by coincidence, by chance. There's nothing behind it. And they also belied the verses of the Quran. They rejected the messengers. They rejected the prophets. They rejected the books, the divine books of Allah Azza wa Jal, and the miracles that He had sent. So, Allah tells them, وَكُلَّ شَيْءٍ أَحْصَيْنَاهُ كِتَابًا. And all things we have recorded in a book. Everything that you do is recorded in a book that leaves not a single iota. And that is why the disbelievers, when they are shown their records on the Day of Judgment, they said, Ya waylata, what is this? They say, why is everything recorded? Every single small and big thing is recorded. Nothing that we had said, nothing that we had done is missed. أَحْصَاهُ اللَّهُ وَنَسُوهُ. Allah Azza wa Jal has recorded it, but they had forgotten it. So many times someone reminds you, you remember a couple of years ago you did this and that, and you say, I don't remember. Well, Allah Azza wa Jal remembers. And not only that, Allah Azza wa Jal has it in a book that you would see on the Day of Judgment. And then your punishment would be, as Allah says in the Quran, فَذُوقُوا فَلَن نَزِيدَكُمْ إِلَّا عَذَابًا. So taste you the result of your evil actions, no increase shall we give you except in torment. This verse, we will pause upon it inshallah, and we will elaborate a little bit more next time we meet. And until then, fi amanillah, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.